Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Friday, March 22nd, 2024. And today, we're going to, of course, share our wins of the week. And we're also diving into the unexpected, the surprises of podcasting. So if you don't mind, please hit the share button, bottom left-hand side of the screen. And that's if you're listening live on Clubhouse. If you're listening via podcast, please share this with a fellow podcaster. And if you don't mind, give us about 2 minutes and we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Good morning, podcasting morning chat. I am your host, Mark Ronick, and here today we are going to be diving into our wins of the week and also the icebreaker, courtesy of Alex, who I think will be here momentarily. The icebreaker, really digging into the unexpected, the surprises of podcasting for us. I'll explain in a moment. First, oh, and thank you, I guess it was probably Nick. Thank you, Nick, for turning our mods into mods this morning. I've shared before, I have ADHD, and one of the things that they talk about, the people who have learned about ADHD, they talk about one of the symptoms is time blindness. Basically, really losing track of time. At least that's how I define it. And I was sitting here, it was probably about 5 minutes of seven, and I was just doing some last minute prep for the show. And all of a sudden, I looked over and it was just about 7:01. And I realized, oh crap, where did those few minutes go? And yes, I know it's like, oh, but that's only a few minutes. But really, like to me, it felt like 30 seconds. And so I was a little late starting the room, but I think technically I was on time. So today, the question of the day, I know I'm calling it an icebreaker, and it's really, I think it'll be the main focus aside from sharing our wins of the week. The question, I will start with Nick. Nick, good morning. What was the most unexpected thing that's happened to you as a result of podcasting? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Everything. I wouldn't be doing any of the stuff that I'm doing now if it wasn't for podcasting. My show literally put me on a completely different path than I was heading. So from podcast coaching to Next Gen Podcaster to being here in this room, like everything that I'm doing now came as a result of the podcast.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I guess I could probably say this almost the same thing. And so I appreciate your answer and certainly glad that it took you down this path, because I don't think you and I would have probably ever connected if it didn't. And again, I guess that I could say the same thing. We could vice versa that. And for me, I'll quickly just share, because I feel it's so relatable what you just said. When I think about when I first started podcasting, I never expected to become so immersed in the podcast industry that I have. Because I started, my very first podcast was a fantasy football podcast, giving advice and analysis and breaking down player performances, etc. So I thought I was expecting to maybe leverage me and my expertise into the fantasy sports industry, which it did for a short period of time, for a couple years. And somehow that then led me into starting to help other people with their podcasts. Because I think they saw what I was doing. They thought, oh, this guy, he knows about podcasting. And I can't find anybody, because those days there weren't a lot of us out there. I can't find anybody to really help me. I need some direction. And so that's where I stepped in. So I feel you, Nick. And I think I'm expecting we're going to hear the similar types of answers, just where a lot of us, it took us podcasting specifically in a lot of different directions that we didn't expect. So Sid, good morning to you. What was the most unexpected thing that's happened as a result of podcasting for you? Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So for me, my podcast gave me a voice that I didn't know I had or that our industry wanted or needed. I've worked in this industry my entire life, but I've never been somebody to like be center of attention or to share out loud my thoughts and ideas. And my podcast gave me that voice. And as I grew into it, the voice became better, it became stronger, it became more focused, and I didn't realize that our industry wanted it or needed it. And so it's been very refreshing for me to be able to share my thoughts about what's happening and ideas to help people move their business forward. So it's been a really great journey for me.
Thank you, Sid. I don't know if it was just an aha moment or not, but whenever it did click for you that you were either the voice or becoming the voice of your industry, how did you embrace that, or did you embrace that? Were you open to that, excited about that? Did it feel heavy? Just curious, you know, your initial feelings about that when you were connecting those dots.
So it's a really great follow-up question, Mark. The moment that I connected the dots that I actually had a voice in our industry that mattered and that people were listening to me was in 2021. And I started my podcast in 2020, right? So it was 2021. And I'm walking down the halls of the Merchandise Mart at our major event called NeoCon, which happens every June. And in the, you know, span of, I don't know, walking down the hall for, say, the span of an hour, probably five or six people stopped me and recognized me and thanked me for my podcast and thanked me for, you know, telling me how much they enjoyed it. And that was the moment that I realized, oh, crap, I actually have a voice and people are actually really listening to what I have to say. And so I didn't intentionally lean into it, Mark, but I did intentionally ensure that I level up my content with the right people speaking, the right people being guests, and those kind of things to really help our industry. So I didn't do anything other than just make sure I continue to bring on amazing guests. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does make sense. Thank you, Sid.
And the word that I didn't answer the question about the word, how did I feel? I'm humbled.
Oh,
I was almost embarrassed. Like, I was just shocked that people recognized me. I was shocked that people stopped me. It's not anything I ever expected. So I was very humbled that day when that happened.
Interesting. And thank you for answering the question too. Yeah, that humbled. Yeah, I feel that from you, Sid. I definitely don't expect you to expect somebody like you to for it to go to your head by any stretch. And I'm proud for you and proud of you as well. It's really cool to, you know, again, where your podcast is, this podcast, The Trend Report, is coming to an end this season. It's cool to hear about how it's affected you and your industry. So thank you for sharing. Walt, good morning to you. We are using Alex's icebreaker this morning. What was the most unexpected thing that's happened as a result of podcasting for you, Walt? Good morning.
Good morning. I think that I would say working with different personalities, whether social media personalities or radio personalities, some celebrities, being able to meet like Amanda Seales, for example, and just being in a position to kind of influence or contribute to whether or not people listen to her podcast. Definitely unexpected. You know, meeting influencers like Paula down there in the audience, that was not expected either. So yeah, I think just like a lot of the relationships I've had, I think that at the beginning, if I were to have some of these relationships, it would be like me being like a pot, like having like a humongously large show or being a social media influencer. But it's like just when you create and you're moving forward and just meeting people, like sometimes that doesn't even matter. It's just kind of like whether or not people find what you're doing interesting or can provide value to people. So. Yeah, that would be the most unexpected thing, just all the people I've met.
Yeah, and Walt, would you consider yourself a people person? Like, heading into your podcast, were you somebody that, you know, yeah, I'll just say, were you a people person, or do you think that the podcast opened that shell for you?
Oh, both. Like, I was somebody who would be, like, in college, classmates knew that I'd be late to class, not out of like laziness, because I would stop to talk to people on the way. So I've always been a social butterfly, but podcasting has, I forgot who said it earlier, but it just allowed me to trust my voice a bit more. I think Sid said that.
Yeah.
Short-term memory, yo. But trust my voice a bit more, my intuition. I think with the imposter syndrome as well. So I was out here being a social butterfly, but It's just kind of like accidentally. Now it's a bit more like intentional and moving with confidence. So a little bit of both.
Yeah, very cool. Thank you for indulging. And real quick, before I go to Simona, I want to remind everybody that if you want to speak at Empowered Podcasting at the end of June, June 28th through the 30th in Charlotte, North Carolina, now is your chance. This is your last chance. As of midnight tonight, the applications close. And I'm grateful to report, at least from my expectations, we got a lot more entries than I thought. And I don't mind sharing with you guys. We've had 70 entries to speak at Empowered Podcasting. 70. And not just random people either. I mean, these are legitimate people that, I mean, for the most part, that are normally speaking on stages. These are people that have done this. Some people with huge followings, some people with smaller followings, but a lot of people with experience. And I'm super proud of what we were able to do just by putting that word out there. And I'm excited to see several of you. I'm going through this list as I'm sharing, and several of you have signed up to be speakers, which, again, talk about feeling proud and grateful. I can't wait to see some of you in this very community on that stage. I can't wait to capture that footage. I can't wait to see you shine. So if you haven't done it yet, please, this is it. This is your chance. We have more than I think we need. And still, there are definitely areas of content creation that aren't covered. So even though we have tons and tons of people, there are still subjects that need attention. And that could be what your specialty is all about. So please consider it. Do it by midnight tonight. I will say it's midnight Pacific time. And yeah, come join us. And if you haven't, go to empoweredpodcasting.com. And please, if you're not planning on speaking, please plan to attend. Come join and obtain all of this knowledge. Meet all of these awesome people that are there and level up. It's called Empowered Podcasting for a reason. We want to empower you. We want you to accomplish the things you want to accomplish or wanted to accomplish when you started your podcast. I'm sure there are things on that list of aspirations when you started that you haven't crossed off yet. It's time to do it. And I think that this is a weekend that can really help push you there. And I know we have several people here on stage that are integral parts of the planning committee. And if anybody wants to chime in, by all means. Yeah, go ahead, Simona.
Okay, I'm going to chime in because Dominic and I, he's not on stage currently. Okay, Dominic and I were talking about the speakers. So together we are creating the agenda for it. Which speakers are going to go where, all of that stuff. Okay. So I want to read you something that he sent me in what we're looking for in speakers as one final call. So these are the three things that we're looking for. The first thing is expertise and credibility that will help independent podcasters. And this is what he sent me. So I'm not going to take credit for his words, but this is what he sent me. The second thing that we're looking for is engaging and or hands-on presentations that give attendees a working model on how to implement tools and tips into their podcasts. And then the third thing is a free resource, whether it be a handout, a QR code, or just something tangible that will benefit the independent podcaster. So those were Dominic's three things in terms of speakers. And I would say from my point of view, I would say we're looking for something that's different, something that's out of the box. Even if you're talking about monetization, frame it differently. Let's bring some new and fresh perspectives in to the podcasting community. Let's try and look at it through a different lens. So those would be my things to add in as well, along with Dominic. So I just wanted to highlight for the podcast, highlight for the room here today. And if you haven't submitted, please do. You know, I think about this all the time. Like, you never know what opportunity, exactly like we're talking about this room with the podcast. Like, you know, what opportunity did your podcast bring? You have no idea what can happen or change or shift in your life just by pressing submit on a speaker panel, you know, form or a speaker form. And so I would really encourage you to just try. Just to do something different if it feels uncomfortable to you, and just try something new because you have no idea where it's going to lead. And I'll share my thoughts on the icebreaker question this morning, Mark. If I didn't start my podcast, the most unexpected thing that happened to me in podcasting was starting a production company. It wasn't in my awareness. It wasn't in anything that I thought I would ever do in my life. And having an entire business that runs all kinds of shows every day, every week, every month is honestly a dream come true and a dream that I didn't even know that I had. So, you know, just take that leap, whatever that looks like for you, but you never know until you try. And I'm going to pass it to Nick because he had his hand waved.
Yeah, I love what you were just saying, Simona. And I think for everybody who is applying or still thinking about applying, like, think about your story to this point. There have been moments throughout your podcasting journey right now that thinking about it might seem insignificant to you, but could mean everything to somebody else. They could be in the exact same situation you were in or encountered, the exact same struggles and issues that you encountered. And that can make a huge difference to someone that attends. So don't write off your own experiences, regardless if you think that you don't have many experiences or your voice doesn't really matter because there's other people on stage who have more than that. Like, you have the ability to resonate with somebody from your story.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Simona. Yeah, go ahead, Simona, and then we'll go to Alex, and then I'll chime in, and then we'll keep moving. Go ahead, Simona.
Okay, I have to add this one thing in because it's something I've been thinking about a lot this week. We look at, I hope I'm going to do this justice when I say this. We look at life in general, most of us, I won't say every single person, but most of us look at life through the lens in which we are in right now. Thinking that life 6 months from now is, we know exactly how it's going to look because we're going to do these certain things and whatever. But we don't actually know what our life is going to look like 6 months from now. You have no idea what door you're going to open that could change everything for you in such a significant way. So, you know, I always encourage, like, if you're, whatever it is you're going to do in life, whatever conversation you're going to do today, whatever meeting you have or call you're going to take, application you're going to speak for, like, you have no idea how your life can change because we're only looking through it in the lens in which we can see and understand in our current awareness without understanding or seeing that 6 months from now, we have a completely different one. So you never know what's going to happen. So, you know, it might feel scary to apply for, you know, an event like this. It might also feel scary to take on a new client. And, you know, it might feel scary to, I don't know, go for dinner in a crowded place. I don't know, something like that. But you really never know who you're going to meet, what's going to happen, or the event that's going to take place. And so always just think about the magic and the possibility that can happen in that moment that can truly change your life forever. Okay, that's my motivational talk for the day. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk, and I am done.
I love it. Quite frankly, Simona, I was thinking about making that some kind of highlight, some kind of clip from today's episode, because I think it's a bigger message than speaking at Empowered Podcasting. I think, yeah, it's a bigger message.
I love that. Let's do it.
Okay, cool. Alex, you wanted to say something? Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. You know, one of the things that we get to do on the Friday Night Chat is we get to really get to, it's a smaller group, so we get to meet a lot of different people. And there's this one person, she hasn't been in the room for a while. Her name is Jan, and she's an older or seasoned person. And she always says, oh, I don't have a story. And then you start talking to her, and she's got one of the most fascinating stories ever. And I know we get a chance to talk a lot, and God knows, you know, get a room of podcasters, nobody else shut up. But I really encourage the people that don't either, that have great stories to talk, because I grew up in a time where there was a lot of characters. And I think we need more characters in our lives. And I'm not talking about, you know, fake characters, your uncles, your aunts, your brothers, your cousins. And that's what podcasting is for a lot of people, is a way to be creative. And I think we need new people, new blood. And it's not the age of the person, it's the age of how long you've been doing the podcast, because Mark knows what he knows, Simona knows what he knows, you know, Chuck, who hasn't come in here, and John know what they know, but we need new perspectives. And sometimes that's the best way. I've learned more from Jan, and she doesn't even have a podcast, than anybody else in this community.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, new perspectives for sure. I mean, like, that's why one of the reasons why I do this show, what's important to me about this show is to bring in other perspectives. I don't believe I have all the answers, and I don't believe all of the answers I have are quote unquote right, because I think podcasting and pretty much everything else in life, it's a different fit for different people. And Yes, I know Jan. She comes in this room often. I was just thinking about her recently because I was thinking I hadn't seen her in this room. So I appreciate you calling her out. And I think I'm going to reach out to her and see how she's doing and encourage her to come back. And here's the final thing I want to say, and then we're going to keep moving. To all the points made, one of the things I want to first just throw out random. If you want to speak, but maybe you're feeling a little bit uneasy about the idea of being on a stage by yourself, reach out to some people that you connect with in this very community and put together a panel discussion. What could you talk about as a group? I love doing live panels in person. I love it. And I really didn't even discover that until a couple of podfests ago when I was asked to be on a couple of panels, and I absolutely loved it. One of them I got to moderate, and yeah, there was something so exhilarating about it for me. And it's a lot less intimidating for me. And so I would hope if you have the itch, maybe getting together with a group might scratch it. And the last thing I'll say is around this idea of, you know, Simona said earlier, one of the things we're looking for is something unique. And I think about that. If somebody were saying that to me and I was not on this planning committee, I would think to myself, that's overwhelming to me. I don't know what unique thing I can talk about. So I'm going to encourage you, think about your own story in this space, in the content creation space. Think about your story, your journey. It could be anything. What made you start the podcast? What was that mission behind it? It could be what you're going through right now as a content creator. Because think about it. Think about some of the things that we talk about and share here in this room. We're often sharing our personal stories, our personal experiences, our insights. And people keep coming back to hear those stories, those experiences, those insights. So it's really no different when you're doing it in person. All you have to do is think about what's my unique story, because people will relate to it. You're going to be in a room filled with podcasters and content creators. Somebody, your story will resonate with somebody, I promise. So think about it. And if you have questions, if you want a little bit of feedback, feel free to reach out. You can DM me, you can email me. Reach out, and I'm happy to do what I can to answer any of those questions. Okay. Does anyone have anything else they want to say? Okay. Cool. Thank you. And that's empoweredpodcasting.com to get your ticket and the hotel stuff that you'll be able to start booking the hotel rooms at a discounted rate, I believe, as of early next week, hopefully as soon as Monday. We have rooms blocked. And otherwise, if you want to be a speaker, that's here pinned at the top of the page and in the show notes for those listening via podcast. All right, so I want to make sure we get to some wins of the week as well. And everybody is also still welcome to answer the question of the morning. What was the most unexpected thing that's happened as a result of podcasting for you? So with that, I'm going to bypass the remaining moderators for a moment and go to Amanda. Amanda, good morning to you. You're welcome to answer that question and please share some wins of your week. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy. I was just making sure I was the Amanda. The only one here today. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. My wins for this week, I think, is just feeling better. I had something over the weekend that carried on throughout the week. So I am feeling better. The medicine is working and hopefully my voice stays. I don't know if she's decided what she wants to do yet. Some days she sounds like she's going, some days she sounds like she's here to stay. So I hope she's here to stay. But that's my win. And, you know, I would probably have to reiterate as far as the question goes, what I heard a few others say in terms of their podcasting journey. For me, it was, you know, just the experiences themselves and, you know, the unexpected, I think, is the most amazing experiences that I've had. And which is why I'm so glad that I, in my journey, pivoted towards podcasting, because I never expected to be a podcaster when I set out on my journey of making an impact and living out what it is that I felt I was meant to do. And all along that journey, I've just embraced those unexpected moments. And they've always given me amazing opportunities of connecting with people, of taking stages, of, you know, being on other podcasts. So, and, you know, that's something that continues to happen, and I enjoy it when it does. And, you know, for me, it's just meeting the amazing people and listening to their stories and learning from so many people. Even showing up every day in this room was an unexpected blessing that I've had along my journey, you know, and learning every single day from every single person in here that shares. So yeah, that's my takeaway.
I love it. I'm glad you're feeling healthy as well, and really appreciate your share, Amanda. I certainly, yeah, it's, I don't want to say it was unexpected, but, you know, when, I'll say this, Amanda, we worked together, right? You hired me to help you launch your podcast. And then after that, you took it on your own and, you know, you took it to a network and you did your thing. And I'll say it was unexpected. I didn't know whether you would be a part of this community or not after that. It wasn't that we had any bad blood or anything, right? Everything was great. We were very happy with the working relationship. And I didn't know if you were going to actually come to this community. And here you are. It's probably been well over a year or so since we worked together. And you've been showing up, being a part of this community and sharing your insights. That's been helpful to others as well. So thank you. And I'm glad it was unexpected, and I'm glad you're a part of the community. Okay. I'm going to keep it moving and go to Alexandra. Good morning, Alexandra. Welcome back. You're welcome to answer the question of what's been an unexpected thing that's happened as a result of podcasting, and you're welcome to share some wins of your week. Good morning.
Good morning. I do have a question first.
Go for it.
Did I miss anything? Why is Amanda, well, she's not here anymore, but why is Amanda in the audience and not moderating? Like, my stage is, the stage lineup is all out of whack now for me.
Yeah, so, and that's the other Amanda, Amanda Sharp. Yeah, Amanda is, she has popped in. Actually, she was here this week on stage as well. And yes, she was just in the audience as well. And she's just got a lot of stuff going on right now and needed some time to focus on work, on family, etc. Nothing horrible is happening, but she just needed that time, and we're respecting it, and she's taking a little bit of a break. So there you go.
That's fair. I was just curious because it's like, man, it's not next to Nick, and now it's all off.
Yeah.
So the most surprising thing that's happened as a result of podcasting, which is actually funny because it leads into my win of the week, it has up-leveled my actual screenwriting, because it challenged me to focus on the sense of sound to build a mental picture. So now when I write my actual like visual scripts that are meant for the big and small screen, I try to engage all five senses instead of focusing solely on what the viewer will see on screen to build a complete picture of how I want the viewer to feel when they see it. So that actually helped yesterday, because I met with a potential mentor who is going to help me turn one of my short films into a feature. And he was very impressed with this process that I use now. And this guy has like won awards. His scripts have been optioned and made into films and stuff like that. So it's a pretty big deal.
Congratulations. Yeah, sounds like a big deal. And that's awesome. And I really am appreciating your unexpected thing through podcasting. The fact that it's helped you as a writer, right? Like, that makes sense to me that some of us wouldn't necessarily expect that. That doing a podcast, something audio would help you with your writing. And it makes so much sense as you explain it that, yeah, you have to write for a podcast. If you're doing an audio version, you have to write with that in mind, that you have to be very clear with how you're explaining things. You've got to paint the picture for some of those senses that aren't engaged through an audio podcast. So that's really cool. Thank you, Alexandra. Thank you for sharing. And congratulations again. Keep us posted. Let's see here. Linzea, good morning to you. Welcome to the stage. Linzea, one of the applicants I happen to know for the Empowered Podcasting speaking. So that's really cool. Looking forward to digging into your application as well. Linzea, good morning. You're welcome to answer the question of the morning. And of course, please share some wins of your week.
Oh, well, I'm super excited. And I'm so excited for you guys all putting this opportunity together. So thank you, because I know that big events are a lot of work. And so deeply appreciate those that are putting in the effort and making it possible. One of the things that was unexpected with podcasting for me was that I had really no understanding or insight that by having my own podcast, other people would ask me and seek me out to be on their podcast. Like, that was very surprising to me. I don't know why in my mind, I thought that would be competition, or maybe there was some other story. And so that's been a really dope part of starting my own podcast and how others are excited to elevate and also ask to come on my podcast. And a win for this week was a 2.5 year relationship and a beautiful friendship that has developed for a holistic center here. She actually has 2 centers. And I was able to do a branding and marketing training that I've done in the beauty industry for well over a decade. And I was able to do it this week with healers and holistic practitioners. And that was really exciting for me to help that body of work penetrate more deeply into the universe. So that was a really big win. And getting the feedback and the insight from the workshop was very rewarding, because I know how those humans are helping. So very exciting for me. Thanks for providing this opportunity to celebrate our wins. And I'll give it back to you, Mark.
Thank you, Linzea. Thank you for sharing. And I love the unexpected element of podcasting for you. And I want to focus on your win and ask, was there anything, particularly one thing that maybe was unexpected or was a big challenge for that presentation, I'll call it, that you held, where you got to now do that with these healers and what have you? Did anything pop up that, yeah, you felt like was a real big challenge for you?
I wouldn't say that it was a challenge, because, you know, they paid to be there and they were excited to be there. I would say that one of the greatest insights that I'm hearing in feedback, and also that I witnessed from the front of the room, was how deeply connecting with their why and creating clear content pillars started to really simplify and streamline what it was that they were bringing to life in the social media space and in marketing. So watching that alignment happen was definitely very notable. It was palatable in the palatable, whatever, you guys know what I'm saying. it could be felt within the room. And it was awesome to see, because there was definitely the testimony there that, you know, in the statements social media is overwhelming and marketing feels hard and heavy. And so watching it become, you know, digestible and easy was really, really dope to see in the words of my 19-year-old baby.
Yeah, I heard you use dope twice. It's rubbing off.
I was
what happens
that
when you live with them. It's what happens when you live with them. It just penetrates.
Yeah. And oh, what did I want to say? Because yeah, that threw me. Oh, yes. That it's interesting timing. I appreciate that share, Lindsay, because that was a big part of our discussion yesterday. That whole idea of the overwhelm and frustration of social media. And Sid had called that out. What exactly you're saying is how really, if you're going to use social media as one way to build your brand, build your podcast, you got to go into it with your goals and intentions in mind. What's the purpose? Right? If you're going in just thinking, well, this is going to help grow my podcast, so I'm going to do it, that's probably not enough. You really have to understand what's behind that reason of growing. Why do you want to grow it? So yeah, thank you. I appreciate that, Linzea. And I'm going to keep things moving. And if anybody wants to, there's still a few minutes left to come up here and participate in shares of your wins or answering that question. Oh, we got Billy. He's coming up. All right. So with that, Alicia, good morning to you. Feel free to share. The question is, what was the most unexpected thing that's happened as a result of podcasting for you? And if you have any wins, feel free. Go for it.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Mark. So, yeah, absolutely. So what was unexpected for me was once I started to host the social rooms around my podcast and, of course, still staying with my being an author and doing lectures, so many people expressed that they've always wanted to have a podcast and just didn't know how. That actually surprised me. And I'm not talking the technicality of it, but it was that they didn't realize that what they had to say mattered. So that actually surprised me a lot. When I was celebrating my 90 days, because as you know, I believe you treat the podcast as a business. That's just more my wheelhouse. And so I do everything in 90 days. I measure everything within 90 days. And when I was celebrating the first 90 days and what my analytics proved out, people actually came in. And in the celebration, they were like, oh, one woman is like, oh, you know, I wanted to talk about my ministry, you know, my walk with God. I was like, so do it. So that really surprised me. I'm very surprised in 2024 that people are not aware that this is where you just get up and do it. Do you. There's so many avenues. So I found that unexpected, very exciting, because of course I go out of my way to encourage people to experience all the talents that God has given to them. And with podcasting, my mantra is podcast your way. You'll see that when I host online spaces. Podcast your way. Doesn't matter what anyone else did before. Do you, bring you to it. This is the time to innovate. Your talent is your talent. So I wanted to share that. As for my wins, well, I created, as you know, the only 1 minute business news saga podcast in the world. I keep checking, in the world. And as of, March 6th, I noticed that a legacy media actually put out a podcast very close, but Mark, they have not been able to do all of their news in 1 minute. So I'm still the only 1 minute business news saga in the world. Mm-hmm. But it tells me that the way I'm doing it, Legacy Media is taking note. Trust me on that, because they have some 2 minutes, some 3 minutes, and Listen Notes says, oh, on average, they're 3 minutes, but they're coming to get me. But Mark, I don't want to be caught. So guess what I did? In the last week, I created something else that's new and innovative, and I call them podcast movie. Again, never been done. I set myself apart each time. I encourage you to do that. And what they are literally movies, but they're under a minute. Can't promise that they will be. And I've been testing them out. I've done 7 in the series, and stay tuned for more to come. So that's my win. People are loving it, just like they love the 1 minute business news podcast. They're literally loving the way I'm doing a podcast movie. And so stay tuned, world. I'm living in my creativity, and I encourage you to live in your creativity. I am Alicia Marie Fid. I care zero about what anybody thinks when I am creating, because that's mine. And I encourage you to do the same, because you never know where that will take you. It was given to you by God. Live in it. Thank you.
Hmm. Thank you, Alicia. And congratulations on continuing that streak of being the one and only. I can relate and appreciate that. Walt, did you want to add something? Go ahead.
Yes, because I actually have to go, but I definitely wanted to, I mean, Alicia, what you just said was really dope. This is amazing, and excited to continue to hear how everything goes for you. But Alexandra put something in the chat. It's a big, big win. Wanted to highlight it on the record. She shared that another win for my life/health, not just the week. I finally reached my insurance deductible, so I finally was able to schedule my surgery for April 1st. Prayer appreciated. So just want to highlight, congratulations, Alexandra. I've got to go, but I'll catch y'all next week.
Okay, cool. Right on. Well, thank you, Walt. Appreciate you always managing the chat, or at least bringing the chat up to the stage. Thank you for doing that. And I do want to say, Alicia, I appreciate the unexpected part of your share. The fact that it surprised you how many people say they don't know how to podcast, and specifically not about the tech side, but about the, I'll call it, hosting side. Because, and it is sometimes surprising for me to hear too, and I should say, I do get it. I understand why people would think, I don't know how to do that. And it's still sometimes, it does catch me off guard, just because, to me, all a podcast has to be is a quality conversation. And we all have experience, at least in this room, from what I know, we all have experience having conversations. And sure, there are nuances and techniques that will enhance the conversation, particularly for a podcast, but those are things that you can learn and you could still get away with doing a podcast without learning all those things, as long as you know how to manage a conversation and know how to ask questions. So yeah, I feel that. And Simona, you wanted to add something.
Yeah, I want to add something to that too, because you know that we launch podcasts in my production agency, obviously. One thing that I hear when people are saying something like that is they don't know the steps to get there. So they know that it's a conversation, but they don't know how to get from point A to point B. They don't understand the tech or like the layout in which you, I don't want to use the word should, but could follow to get your show from concept in your mind to creation. And so it's really interesting how people will frame that in different ways, but it pretty much always comes down to tech and a confusion of how to actually get started.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Simona.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, Simona, but what I'm seeing, right, because I guess the way I build a community of entrepreneurs, right, that's really who I cater to, they genuinely don't recognize that what they have to say would be important. They don't know. So I tell them, tell them, talk like you're talking to me. So I've helped people since doing it because they've asked out of my community, can you help me get started, right? So I do different things to help them along. But Simona, you would be surprised at how many people I've talked to in this time. And I'm just putting out products for Alicia. Just, you get what I'm saying, Simona? But they come in there like, well, can you share with me how you do that? Okay, fine, I'll do that. But I'm literally doing me. So I have to say to them, I'm not cloning you. Here's what I know. And then I normalize it and share it with them. But the main thing I've seen, Simona, is you and Mark and the rest of the folks in here who do that more full time, because I'm going to stop the teaching part of it the end of this month and just go back to doing Alicia. They are saying, but how do I get these thoughts there? And how would they relate to it? Just be you. You're talking to me. I'm related to what you're saying. I think I'm average. Like, just talk to me. So yeah, for those of you where that's your main gig, help to flesh that out, because that is what I'm seeing, where ordinary persons I've encouraged, you know, in the last like 60 days to say, just go ahead and start. You want to talk about praying? Go ahead and start. Because there were all these other mini apps along the way. I don't want to mention, because now this podcast is is actually posted. But there are other mini apps along the way over the last 2 years that I've seen, Simona, that was like encouraging people to come and speak. And people were doing that, but not connecting the dot that you were actually podcasting. And there was one other thing that I say, because we're up on time. I also say to them when they come into my social rooms, and I'll say, hey, you ever thought of podcasting? And they'll say, well, no, not really. That's not my thing. I was like, you're talking to me on Clubhouse. How's that not your thing? You're on stage speaking. It's the same. And of course, I push solo podcasting. So yeah, I just wanted to share that, Simona. So that's what they're having a disconnect.
That. No, I love that. I love that context so much. I'm going to send you a message separately because I have so many thoughts just from like my own personal journey that resonate with what you're saying. So I'm going to message you because it's really, really interesting. And yeah, I just have so many thoughts and I don't want to like run the time on the room, but I'm going to message you on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm putting my Instagram in the chat. So you can call me whenever and I'll share with you. I'll pass on what I've learned as I'm going to, put what I do for them only in my community. So yeah, there you'll get a flood of people because they come to my room and ask. All right.
That sounds good. And I don't know about everybody else, but I love the idea of these two powerhouse women having a little chat about podcasting. I think you could both probably share a thing or two with each other and become even more powerful. So yeah, looking forward to hearing how all of that turns out. Thank you for the share, Alicia. Soda, good morning. Please share any wins from your week. And if you want to answer the unexpected, quote unquote, question, you're more than welcome. Go for it. Good morning.
Good morning. I'll be quick because I see we're short on time. I would say one unexpected thing was actually having a better relationship with my dad because I've learned a lot from him with podcasting, even though he's not a podcaster. But my win, I would say, is that he is going to start a podcast this week. And so you will hear more about that in the Friday evening. It's going to be awesome.
That is so cool. Congratulations to you, to your dad. And yeah, I believe, was it just last Friday he had joined the podcasting evening chat?
He tried, but the Wi-Fi wasn't good.
That's enough. What it was. Yes, I was there for that. And yeah, I remember the struggle of getting that to work was very real. But I am super excited and looking forward to hearing what the podcast is going to be about. So I'll have to jump in tonight on the podcasting evening chat, which is only available live and via Clubhouse. So if you want to be a part of that, you got to come here, join the Empowered Podcasting House on Clubhouse, and then you can be part of all the fun, all the rooms that we do throughout the week. Thank you, Soda. Appreciate it. Billy, good morning. You want to share some wins from your week?
Yeah, what's up? Good morning, crew. Some wins. So actually, at the end of last year, I said, oh, I think I would like to go speak at some events this year. And that's all I said. I didn't really take it too serious. But this week, actually, someone called me on Monday. It was like, hey, can you speak at this local event on Wednesday? So that was cool. I get an opportunity to share about my business, help some other business people, get some people in my mastermind. And then my favorite software company ever that I use every day, Ecamm, actually reached out to me and they're like, hey, we want to fly to Massachusetts for a creator camp in the fall and have you come do several workshops, you know, for our community. And so I was like, dude, that's crazy. So yeah, that's a couple of things on the books that have been a lot of fun. And speaking of podcast launch, I have a meeting in like an hour and a half with a friend of mine and their business partners to talk about ideas for their podcast. So for all you podcast coaches, reach out to me because I am not going to podcast coach. I'm simply doing a brainstorming favor and then I am making suggestions for people to go to. So I don't know what their plans are, but just as a favor and a free coffee, I'm like, I'm going to catch up with you guys, hang out, but I am not helping you start your podcast. I'm far too busy and it's not my expertise. So reach out to me, send me your info and I'll put it in my my documentation that I send to them with all the resources.
I will definitely hop on that and encourage anybody else here in the room to do the same if that's of interest. Very cool. Congratulations, Billy, and that eCam thing. That sounds really, really exciting. And actually, it reminds me, are you signing up or have you signed up to speak at our event?
I did. I submitted my application.
Awesome. Awesome. Can't wait to check that out. Can't wait to meet you there in person, face to face. Very cool. And yeah, good luck with everything with the eCam thing and keep us posted. All right, John, good morning. We're coming to you. You want to share some wins from your week?
Yeah, first I'll start with the biggest surprise as independent podcaster. That would get picked up by radio, and it's grown so much, and that's become a chief driving factor. So much so that I quit my radio job last week to become a full-time broadcaster and podcaster. It's independently owned. So my win this week is we got almost 83,000 downloads of the podcast, and we should be at 1.1 million probably by no later than the middle of next month. So Facebook growth has been incredible. Everything's been great. Revenue's great. It's one of the best things I've had. The big surprise is that I never thought I'd be in the position I am today, where I'm at today, what I've learned today, and now how I can use that to help others is huge insight for me. But it's to be quite honest, it's somewhere I never thought I would be. But you have to start to get to the, you have to do the first step before you can walk, crawl. You got crawl, walk, run. You got to crawl first, then walk, then run. And I consider myself not even barely in the walking fast category. So a lot more to learn, a lot more to growth heading my way. Thank you.
You're welcome. And congratulations on the new opportunity. And I think it surprised several of us in here to hear that you quit the radio job for the new opportunity. And I'm guessing, but I'm guessing I know the answer, and I'm going to still ask the question. Does that, what happens to the show that, because it's been syndicated on multiple stations, so does anything change there?
No, I still own the show. It was never a product of the radio station. It was my entity from day one that they have nothing to do with. So the main reason why I left is it cut into my earning potential with the radio show and podcast. Diverting my time, which I can't replace, can't add on to, became an issue. Well, I revisited this later, but the thing is, this is owned by me. It's not owned by the radio station I work for. Never has been.
That's fair. Okay, cool. Well, John, congratulations. That's awesome. And yeah, please keep us posted how that progresses, and best of luck to you. And it's funny because I was wondering the last several shares you've had on stage, I had noticed that you weren't in the car. Usually you're on your way to work. And so I was like, huh, he must be on vacation, but it's an extended vacation.
Now I'm in my home office and I'm working. So
that's awesome.
I started at 6 a.m. this morning, and probably with social media, and I'm almost done with that, and now I'm doing other things.
Very cool, John. Congratulations. Jackie, coming to you. You want to share some wins from your week? I'm curious because you shared one that was pretty big one for you, you had said last week. Curious how that went as well. So please share.
Okay. Yes. I'm sorry I got here so late. I slept in. That's another win. Wow. I don't think I've slept in this late for, I can't even tell you how long. So I know we're very short on time. So I did my mom group. I haven't shared that with you guys yet, right? We actually met and it went wonderful, wonderful, amazing. So we're going to do it again. We're going to start a nighttime one for the working moms as well, which is incredible. It was so great. And oh my God, yes. I just feel like I'm community, you know, finally, like I've been part of the community, but now I'm like in the community, and these women trusted me to open up. It was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. Another one is I applied to be a speaker, and I'm excited. Even if I don't get it, I'm just excited I took that step, because I've been wanting to speak for so long, and I do plan on trying to do it somewhere else, even though, like, I realize I speak all the time. It's just not professional on a stage type of thing. So that is super exciting to me too. And one more thing. My daughter's rare disease, the woman actually booked a time and a date, and I'm opening up that Squadcast recording session to all the people in the Facebook group that I'm a part of with the children with the same rare genetic condition. So I am so excited that's happening next week. So I am nervous, but I am like, whew, this is like such a huge, this is like a big celebrity thing for me. I know nobody knows who she is because you probably have never heard of, like, Sifrim Hits Weiss, but to me, it's like I hit gold. So yes, those were my wins.
Congratulations. Yeah. Celebrity in your space, right? Maybe the masses don't know, but in your space, it's a big name. And yeah, that's good reason to celebrate. And I'm glad the mom group went well. Yeah, you shared that you were going to have it, and we haven't heard the update yet. So thank you for the update. And congrats on applying to speak at the Empowered Podcasting event. Looking forward to checking out your application. And I also wanted to shout you out and say, you know, for whatever reason, the algorithms have been showing me your content that you're sharing on social media. And I think particularly I've noticed it on LinkedIn. And I just wanted to give you a pat on the back for being so consistent about that and posting about your podcast, about your episodes over there. So kudos to you for doing that. I've been doing the same. So I know that getting involved on a new to you platform can be challenging at times. It's felt that way for me on LinkedIn a little bit, and just keep posting. That's what I keep telling myself.
Well, I have a cheat on that. My sister has like 10,000 people that follow her or whatever it's called on there. Mm-hmm. So when she shares my stuff, I think it bumps me in the algorithm.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
But it works. And it's totally her stuff is totally unrelated because she's a data dork. I call her a data dork. I love her. She's very brilliant. But yeah, and she's been helping me out a lot on that. So there's my shout out to her for helping me with that.
Right on. All right, so listen, it is 8 a.m. If a moderator wants to share a win, you're more than welcome. Just give me some kind of emoji. And okay, let's go to Sid. Sid, because that's what we're going to do. We're just going to, if anybody of the moderators want to share, I'll just open it up, but we're not going to go through the whole thing. So go for it, Sid.
So I have two wins to share. First off, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about niche podcasting and how niche is your podcast. Remember that conversation, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Dominic took that as a challenge when I said that my office furniture is so niche. He took that as a challenge. And he actually created an episode that I'm going to put on my podcast called The Silent Partner. And he is in the podcast episode, he's a chair. And he tells a story, and it is really, really cool. You might remember earlier he told me to check my Instagram DMs earlier this week. Yeah, so he created a story for me that I'm going to launch on my podcast, which is really, really cool. My second win is day before yesterday, I got an email from Buzzsprout, and officially on Buzzsprout, my podcast has hit 25,000 downloads. So if I add that to what was Anchor and the 5,000 there, I am now at a total of 30,000 downloads for my podcast. So those are my two wins for the week.
Congratulations, Sid. That's awesome. And so cool of Dominic to do that. And not only do I remember he the other day was telling you to check your DMs, I also remember a few days before that, he had said he had an idea for an episode for somebody in the room. So now it's all come together. So cool. I cannot wait. When is that coming out?
I don't know. I have to go look at the schedule, but I will let everybody know when it is. I haven't looked at the schedule in a week, so because I'm like 2 months ahead. So it's going to be at least a month or so, but I'm opening up the schedule now. So that reminds me I need to put it in there. So thank you.
Yeah.
It was exciting. It was really good.
I cannot wait to hear it. And that is the Trend Report hosted by Sid Meadows. If you want to get a jump on that, follow his podcast, so when that episode comes, you'll know and you'll be able to download and listen. Very cool. Thank you. Any other moderators want to share? Okay, everybody wants to, so let's just do it. Go for it, Simona.
I was like, why didn't Nick start? I'm so confused. Okay, this week I'm celebrating a lot. This week I'm really excited. So we are doing 5 new podcast launches, onboarding 2 new management clients. And since last Friday, I got booked to speak at 3 separate events and 1 online event. So I'm really excited about all of these things. Like, I'm just like, after it's been very quiet for me, November, December, January, and February were very, very quiet months for me. Still great months, but I feel like, you know, we're just heading in a really cool direction. So that's my win. On to you, Nick.
Thanks, Simona. I should have went before you. So I have 2. One win is I got accepted into the speak at the PodFest AI Summit thing. So really excited about that. And then number 2, kind of in relation to what I'm going to be talking about at that AI Summit, I'm going to be launching a podcast. I think it's going to launch next week. I have to put all the pieces, but essentially it's going to be a fully automated from start to finish podcast. It's going to be hosted by an AI, and the information just going to kind of be vetted by yours truly. But if all goes to plan, you basically hit start on it and everything will function and do it all for you. So we're going to see how that goes. Pretty excited.
That's awesome. Yeah. I've gotten an inside look. I know there are a handful of people from the Next Gen podcaster community has the opportunity of beta testing it. It's pretty cool. And there'll be more beta testing needed as well. So that'll open up soon as I understand it. Yeah. Congratulations, Nick. I will quickly share a couple of wins as well. I've been working hard on revamping my podcast production and consulting packages and offering and pricing. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot different than what I had been doing, and it's long overdue. So excited about that. Of course, I've shared tickets went on sale for Empowered Podcasting, the conference, and people have started purchasing. So big win there for me. Finished some negotiating and the details of the hotel contract. So we are signing that today, the hotel for Empowered Podcasting. Yesterday had a really fun and successful call with the Next Gen Podcaster community. We did something a little different, did an Ask Us Anything hour. So people joined and asked random questions about using AI to help them with their podcasting production, etc. Lastly, yeah, I had a call with one of the brands we're working with, and they were raving about how well we've been doing with the content that we're creating for them. So absolutely a win as well. All right, so we are back Monday, 7 a.m. Eastern, as we are every Monday through Friday. So please join us live at 7 a.m. Eastern. And if you can't, that's okay. At 7 a.m. Pacific time, we release the early morning show. We'll release it as a podcast. So you can check us out on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget, or I should say, I don't like to say don't forget. Remember, tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on Clubhouse Live. We'll have Alex, we'll have Paula, we'll have Cynthia hosting the podcasting evening chat. So join them as well. We'll get to hear a little more about Soda's win. And until Monday, make it a great day, everybody. Take care. Or I should say, make it a great weekend.